You're listening to the Who Cares News for Thursday, December 12th, 2019. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Heidi ho ho ho. It is what it is. Some random facts for you on this Thursday, the 12th of December. It's 12-12 day. Remember, it's a dozen's donuts day, too.
Just saying. I know. Mm.
You can get 2 dozen donuts for the price of 1 dozen and a buck.
After we got done at Jingle Boss.
Yeah.
Before I took my nap.
Yeah.
I was almost,
feeling
unselfish
tempted
for a moment. And almost said, almost. I was that close.
You were that close, and then you took your nap.
Yeah. Oh.
All right, it's some random facts.
Selfishness always wins.
Yeah, with you it does. You know which animal is the deadliest hunter?
The cat.
No.
Oh.
The dragonfly. They catch 95% of the prey that they chase. Take that, murder face. No.
Holy
The dragonfly.
Mackerel.
Yeah.
It's
children,
not an animal.
It is too. It's an insect. They're in the genus. They're part of the animal kingdom.
Well, you said animal. I'm thinking four legs. Teeth.
And is a dragonfly really an insect? Because they're kind of big. And they're a dragon and they're a fly. So, you know, there you go.
Hey, in the South, so are cockroaches,
that's
man.
True. That's true, too.
And they can fly.
Children are banned from living in Sun City, Arizona because they take being a retirement community very seriously. Children are allowed to visit their grandparents, but only for 9 days max. Is that per month? Is that per year? Is that per decade? Hey, you know what? The guy who created Dos Equis beer was born in Germany, but he randomly loved the idea of making a Mexican beer, so he moved to Mexico in 1897 to create it.
Hmm.
You have the Germans to thank for Dos Equis and probably the whole Mexican beer thing, because, you know, beer is from Germany. I mean, that's really where it started.
Yes.
So, there you go.
But then I'd almost have to think the most interesting man in the world was from, I don't know, Canada?
He might have been. Who knows? All right. It's time for the Who Cares News. What do you got today?
Kris Jenner is giving a new meaning to feeling frozen on Christmas.
What? Oh, wow.
It has nothing to do with Kim Kardashian's. Big white tampons.
Big white Christmas trees.
Christmas tampons. Momager has partnered.
Oh, God. Oh, my eyes. My eyes. Oh, my God. Let me gouge them out with this pen. Cannot unsee that. Thank you for reminding me.
Momager has partnered with Botox Cosmetics.
What?
The Kardashians are just like a gift that keeps on giving.
Right.
She's partnered.
Look, we've made a living off of them for the last 8 years. You can't bitch about anything.
Her, what, how she makes a living, or the money she gets from making a living and the money I get.
Well,
very
yeah, I know.
Different.
I know it's different, yeah. but it's there.
I wouldn't call it making a living.
It's not a living. Okay. Well, yeah.
I'd like to, so can you get on that?
I'm working on it. I'm working
Jeez.
On it.
For the okay, so she's partnered with Botox Cosmetics to promote gift cards for the youth preservation injections.
Oh my. Nothing says happy holidays like a gift card for Botox.
If you're responsible and you talk to your doctor, I think it works.
That's well, of course it works. People. Have you seen her?
It's something that I've been using for a long, long time. She's gonna give her mother. Oh, Mary Jo MJ Campbell. She's going to give her Botox for the holidays.
What?
Yeah.
How old is her mom?
85. Still doing pretty good.
Is that good for an 85-year-old to get Botox injections?
Don't matter.
Doesn't matter? Doesn't hurt you?
No, she needs to do it now because it takes a couple weeks to get, you know, at that, that hole. Frozen.
Before Christmas. Yeah.
Because otherwise she will be frozen for Christmas.
Or 2 weeks out. Or just like, you know, 13 days. She better take that gift card and act on it now. She needs to go get her
So here's what I here's now. Okay, so here's what I wonder.
Yeah, yeah.
If the Kardashian West Jenners got no Botox or injections, filler, stuff like that.
Or augmentation.
Augmentation's too late. I mean, I'd just leave that as it is.
Okay, all right.
But fillers, injections, because that can be other places besides, like, you know, ass. I wonder what they'd all look like. What would Kris Jenner look like?
Yeah.
Manufactured, man.
If they could afford it, sure, why not?
But the rest of us can't.
Wow, that's where your bitterness comes in.
I'm a natural woman. Kris Jenner says, I hope I have that adventurous spirit when I'm her age. Botox is prescription medicine that is injected into muscles and temporary reduces.
So there you go.
Severe forehead.
No side effects? Anything like that?
Oh, I could have left that.
Yeah, Botox could cause death. Ask your doctor if Botox is right for you.
My favorite commercial is one of those injury things, you know? Whatever.
If you've died, or
if you've experienced any side effects, or nausea, vomiting, death, cancer.
Death.
Call us.
That's a little tough to do. Unless they know something we don't know.
I
don't know.
I wonder what happened if you die with your cell phone in your hand. I'm calling from, you know, the afterlife.
My service still works in here. How do you like that?
I got bars. Hey, what do you think were the most searched celebrity news stories of 2019? What do you think?
I don't even want to think about it. It's like we've done so many. What do you got?
The most searched were Jussie Smollett alleged attack case.
Okay.
The catfight between Jordan Woods and BFF Kylie Jenner over her alleged tryst with Khloe's ex, Tristan Thompson. You might call it a Tristan tryst. He calls it the cheating scandal of the decade.
Hey, E. Get over yourself.
And the biggest story, college admission scandal.
Well, that's pretty damn big.
Which is still our long national nightmare.
Yeah, it is.
At least until they throw the book at Aunt Becky. Jeepers. When's it going to be?
Who knows?
I saw one man at Disneyland one time. He was wearing a Mossimo t-shirt.
Oh, man, that takes you back to the 2000s, doesn't it?
But here, okay, Aunt Becky, here's my big concern.
Uh-huh.
The longer this goes on.
Yeah.
The closer Kim Kardashian West gets to being a lawyer.
Oh, that's scary when you think about it.
So
that's
by the time,
really scary.
Who knows, they can delay it long enough so that by the time it goes to court, Kim could be one of the attorneys. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
I cracked myself up. It's a sad place in my head that comes up with this crap.
Oh, my God.
Your Honor, I'm sorry my boobs got in the way.
The opening statement.
There'd be a lot of this. Would the attorney please approach the bench?
Oh, listen to you. And turn off the microphone. We'll have a little private sidebar. Meet me in my chambers. All right, that's going to do it for us. Back tomorrow morning with more frivolity. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.